Chapter 5 War Paint.
Hi, Uncle George,
said Pam.
These are my friends, Bill and Michelle Martin and Nick Chan. Can we show them the stable and the horses?
Happy to meet you, said Uncle George.
He was a big man of about 40 with long black hair, a silver necklace, and friendly dark eyes.
Welcome to our reservation. Come with me and we'll visit the stable. The sheriff and his men are here too. They're looking at the horses.
Suddenly, his eyes became sad. He was worried. They entered the big stable and saw a sign on the wall. Riding lessons on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Some people were cleaning the horses and the stable, and others were getting ready to ride.
This is interesting, said Nick. A western stable with horses. Can I take some pictures?
Sure.
Uncle George laughed and gave Nick, Bill, and Michelle some sugar cubes.
Here, you can give them to the horses. They love sugar cubes. It's a good way to make friends with a horse.
Follow me, said Pam. I want to show you Ginger, a beautiful Arabian stallion and my favorite horse. She loves sugar cubes.
When they left the stable, they saw the sheriff and Professor Massey talking with Uncle George.
We'll come back later today, said Sheriff Lopez. Professor Massey wants to check something at the university.
The sheriff got into his car and drove away. Professor Massey smiled at Uncle George and said,
Don't worry, George. We're just checking a few things.
Dan, said Uncle George. We're old friends. You know me and my people. We're not murderers. Wild Wolf said a lot of strange things, and he didn't like Richardson. But he didn't kill him.
George, said Dan Massey, I believe you. Today the sheriff's going to talk to Luke Langley. Langley hated Richardson, and everyone knows that. He never even talked to him. Richardson was his biggest competitor. No one wants to buy Langley's houses. He had a good reason to kill Richardson. Uncle George and Massey talked for a few minutes, and then Massey got into his Jeep and drove away.
Oh, that cool Jeep belongs to the professor, said Nick. Lucky!
And he has a personalized plate, too,
said Michelle.
Those plates are expensive. He's a cool guy.
After lunch, Pam took her friends to visit the Chumash Museum. Before leaving the reservation, they went back to the stable.
Look, the sheriff's back again, said Bill.
And he's talking to my uncle,
said Pam.
Let's sit outside and listen.
George, said the sheriff. We think the horse of the Richardson murder comes from your stable. We found some war paint on several horses.
Of course, said George Rivers calmly. We put war paint on the horses yesterday morning before the parade, and yesterday evening we washed most of it off.
Do you lock the stable doors at night? Asked the sheriff.
We usually do, said George. But it's not difficult to get into the stables. We always keep a few windows open for the horses, because they need fresh air. Anyone can get in through an open window.
Where were you last night at about 11 o'clock? Asked the sheriff.
Do you suspect me?
Asked George nervously.
I suspect all of the men on this reservation, said the sheriff calmly. Please, answer my question.
I was here at the reservation with my father, said George. We watched the fireworks.
Did you see or hear anything unusual at the stable? Asked the sheriff.
The stable is far from my house and the other houses, said George. Sheriff, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can, said the sheriff.
Did you find any fingerprints on the spear? Asked George.
No, said the sheriff. There were none. The murderer probably wore gloves, but the spear is a Chumash spear. There are many of them at the Chumash Museum.
Did you talk to Luke Langley? Asked George.
Of course we did, said Sheriff Lopez. He was driving to a party in Hollywood last night, but no one was with him. We suspect him too.
The sheriff walked back to his car and got in. Suddenly, his cell phone rang and he answered it. He looked worried.
This is an emergency call,
he said to his men.
I just talked to the Los Angeles police. They said Luke Langley has just driven across the Mexican border. I gave the border police his name early this afternoon. He's left the United States, so it's going to be hard to find him now. I've got to contact the Mexican police.
The sheriff's car drove off quickly.
Oh, good. He went away,
said Pam, going to her uncle.
What's happening?
Pam, things are serious, said Uncle George. The sheriff suspects all of the men on the reservation. Did you hear the conversation?
We were sitting on the bench near the stable, and we heard everything,
said Pam, sadly.
The sheriff's wrong. No one on the reservation killed Jacob Richardson.
How can we discover the truth?
Asked Bill. Everyone was silent and worried. Suddenly, Wild Wolf came to the stable to talk to George. They spoke in Chumash. Then Wild Wolf looked at the four teenagers and smiled.
Perhaps there is a way to discover the truth, he said softly.
How?
Asked Michelle.
There's a full moon tomorrow night,
he said mysteriously.
Come back here tomorrow night, all four of you. George can pick you up at Portola Point, and then he can drive you back.
Tomorrow night?
Asked Bill, confused.
Yes, tomorrow night,
said Wild Wolf, walking away.